15%.
Time for your first chance to be a good American in this hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Hey, hi, ho, who? It's Thursday, the 3rd of February. Michael Fortier, who's at the controls at the moment in our studio in Washington, thought today was Friday, Jennifer. And therefore, we all have been given permission to forget about Thursday. Michael has declared today Friday. Maybe not, huh?
I'd really thought of it, I would have declared today Saturday.
Yeah. Or Sunday, or why not? We'll start the week over again. Anyway, 7 and change after the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I and Richie and Michael. Well, Michael will be taking your calls at 800-510-8255 about whatever it is that we're talking about that may move you to feel like you must express yourself. Remember that song? It's kind of a soulful song, Express Yourself.
I remember the Madonna version.
Yes, that's another good one.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that people are expressing themselves a lot on this week and this year and last year and the year before and for a long time, this health care discussion, the act. There was a piece in it that required small business folks to fill out 1099s for, and it wasn't just small business people, actually. The bill, the way it was written, would have required you, Jennifer, if you bought a refrigerator from Sears and you spent more than $600 for it, to give them a 1099 showing to the government that you spent $600 with Sears so that Sears would not fail to report that income. Mm-hmm. As stupid, ludicrous, and ridiculous as that sounds, that's how people were thinking. And so because it was as onerous as it is or was, finally some sense came into the folks in the House and the Senate. And the Senate yesterday approved getting it out. The president said he was going to, he agreed, and so there wouldn't be a problem getting that requirement for 1099s out of the legislation completely. In the meantime, however, the move to do this, the reason I'm telling you this story isn't so much necessarily to get into a discussion of health care, although there's an interesting wrinkle to the discussion. It's so you would understand how contorted the system is. They've attached this bill to another bill that they're going to vote on that has nothing to do with the healthcare system. Nothing. It has completely, it's absurd. Has absolutely nothing to do with the healthcare system. I forget even what it is, but some crazy, creaky bill, it probably will pass. But why don't they vote? This is the question for all of you who need to understand better how the system works. Why is it that we don't have a system where each one of these issues, no matter what it is, no matter how big, how small, how hot, how cold, everything is voted on by its merits and on its own.
Right, it's
not attached to a rider for this bill or that bill or another bill.
Well, the scary thing is so many of those our elected officials don't even read the bills and just vote vote things through.
Nobody knew this 1099 thing was in there when they voted on it. Nobody.
Right.
Somebody stumbled.
Like with NASA, the cutbacks with NASA, that President Obama didn't even know about that when he voted through something else that it happened to be attached to.
When he signed the bill, right.
Yeah.
So there's a very difficult situation developing here in that we are trying to pass too many things. There's too much activism, judicial, legislative, just too much activism. Slow down. Stop and count the roses as one of the...
Or sniff them.
Sniff them. Do something like that. Okay, so anyway, the other angle or wrinkle on this when it comes to health care is the requirement that everybody ought to have some kind of health care. And then the discussion started, or some enterprising soul decided to look at the history of health care in America, which is probably a pretty good idea, right? As long as did anybody talk about this before? Does anybody know anything about the Act for the Relief of Sick and Disabled Seamen? That was passed in 1798. This is the first health care bill that was ever passed in the history of our country. 1798. President Adams signed the bill, which authorized the creation of a government-operated marine hospital which mandated that privately employed sailors, because they didn't have any Navy then, they had the Merchant Marine, they were required to purchase health care insurance in 1798. I'm not saying it was a good idea or a bad idea. I don't think that's really part of my interest in this. It's just from an historical perspective to know what actually went on, that this was the Fifth Congress of the United States, 1798, and there was no real difficulty in understanding what the drafters of the Constitution meant by creating this act, because most, excuse me, of the drafters of the Constitution were in the Congress at the time. And Senator, well, it's been Senator Adams now, President Adams signed it. He knew what the framers of the Constitution had in mind because he was one of them. So you go back to the situation and how important foreign trade was to our country, and that the Congress understood that we needed to be able to create a good, strong economy. And to make that work, they relied on the private merchant ships to bring things from our country to others and to bring things from other countries back here. But so many of these mariners were sick. They had the tropical diseases, the gout, the gungas, and the bungas. And so the manpower was falling off because these guys would get sick and they just die. They had scurvy, they had all kinds of things. So members of Congress used their heads. Hey, what a concept.
Yeah.
Bring the old, good old days. And they passed this bill. So if you look at the law, it was very short, by the way, very short. And it did a number of things. First, it created the Marine Hospital Service. The hospitals built, operated by the government to treat ailing, privately employed sailors, provided health care service, was paid for. They taxed the maritime sailors, so they took wages and garnished the, extracted from it. This was not income tax. It was just a tax, 1% tax on the wages to pay for health care. This is 1798, folks. Pretty much how it works today, by the way, in a lot of European nations that have socialized medical programs, 1% doesn't cut it any longer. It's more than that. Would we say this is a socialized medical program, Jennifer? Would you say this is socialism, the first form of socialism in our country?
Sounds like it to me.
Maybe. But it worked. A few of the facilities accepted government vouchers, and these were privately operated. Majority of the treatment was given out at federal hospitals, but there were some private treatments that were offered as well. I find this fascinating, frankly. 800-510-8255.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn, the same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454 for your free demo. Call 1-800-441-1454.
800-510-8255 gets you into the Doug Steffen Good Day Lair, L-A-I-R. That would be, in some people's jargon, Jennifer, bed. That isn't what I mean. I mean, well, there's a bed of roses here. The bed of discussion, the hotbed of conversation, 800-510-TALK, or email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Plus, you can follow us on Facebook. This conversation, interesting because it's so practical to apply what happened before to what's going on now. One of the things, if you're just joining us, we're talking about this bill that was passed in 1798 to require merchant sailors to purchase health care coverage. Now, remember, they were the only ones required. So you could argue, I suppose, that nobody was forcing anybody to become a merchant sailor, and therefore they weren't required to purchase health insurance. They could get out of the service. One of the big controversies here is that we are required one way or another to purchase health care coverage. And I don't, as far as I'm concerned, I don't care whether you have it or not, just as long as I don't have to and Jennifer doesn't have to and anybody else has to pay more because you've decided you don't give a damn about yourself or your family or you're selfish or whatever it is. There was a constitutional challenge to this, by the way, in 1799 after it had been passed. It didn't get anywhere, but it was just kind of interesting correlative. You know as well as I do, I am on to the discussion about our government and the civics lessons that are here and what we need to be able to know. And I think if you were to Google this, you'd find it pretty easily. But I do think it's fascinating to see. It's abundantly clear that people don't understand what has gone on in our country. The moral to the story is that there are those on both sides that have to stop pretending that the blessings of the founding fathers as they oppose this, that, or the other thing. Look at what was offered before. And understand history. Understand the history of our country. I'm not for or against. I'm just saying this is an interesting history lesson. Because a lot of people talk about stuff in history and they haven't got a clue. They do not have a C-L-U-E-E, a clue-E, a clue-A, a clue-E, yeah. Along with Louie, Dewey, Huey, it's clue-E. 21 after on the Good Day Programme.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Suffer. Use as directed.
Now 23 and change past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Our focus on what happens to you when you die. What's happened to you before when you died. The soul genome is a focus on science and the theory of reincarnation, which your host believes in. And I think the others, Rich, you didn't weigh in on this, but I think, I don't know, you and I have talked about it before a little, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to believe, but I believe something happens, yeah.
Afterlife.
Yes.
You mean whether we come back here or not or go somewhere else?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not just into the ground and we're done.
Okay. Right, exactly.
So Paul Von Ward is here, who is an interdisciplinary cosmologist. I don't know, honestly, what that is, Paul. What is an interdisciplinary?
Most cosmologists focus on one discipline, like Stephen Hawking focuses on physics.
Yep.
Someone else focuses on evolutionary biology. Someone else focuses on mathematics. But if you're talking about the cosmos, you're talking about the whole shebang, you know, mm-hmm. the whole sense of the universe, whether it's just physical, consciousness, spiritual. You have to look at all aspects. And so an interdisciplinary cosmologist says, let's look at the whole picture and try to explain the gaps in our knowledge.
All right, here's a question that people often ask when discussing this. This is very cursory and we'll probably get a little more involved in this, but the idea of reincarnation that you come back, that the soul finds another body, we pick our parents, and we're back again on the planet to learn more lessons. If there are 6 billion people on the planet now, and there were 5 billion people at the turn of the last century, and 4 billion people 150 years before that, the question comes, we keep, as we add more beings to the planet, where are the souls coming from?
Well, there is obviously no way to answer that in a scientific way because we don't have the data of all the samples of what souls have been created in the past. Mm-hmm. There are many people who believe that over the history of the evolution of our species, that there have been many, many soul genomes that have come into being. And we've had waxing and waning of populations and so on.
So over the 4 billion plus years the planet has existed, there have been human beings here or on other planets, are you saying?
Well, both answers to that question. Many people believe that, you know, for example, we're now learning that Mars may have been very conducive to life, which has been a theory that many people have held for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Other planets in the system, we're discovering planets all over the place now in our search for planetary bodies in our regular science search.
Right.
But we don't know for sure that life is on them, but there are a lot of hypotheses that if you just look at the statistical odds of there being life on these many, many billions, trillions, perhaps, of planets, obviously we have a lot of opportunities for what we're talking about as souls. Although I would say that we're not talking about souls that are somehow free-floating in space and time, because each species, humans and any other species, including our caterpillars and butterflies and fruit flies that we study in evolutionary biology on this planet, all seem to be involved in this process of transferring this transcendent field. And the reason I use the word soul genome is that it's not just the physical genome. We now know in physics and biology that the physical matter that comprises our genes, our DNA, is embedded in an energetic and information field, which is not physical, but it, in fact, controls and influences and shapes what the physical matter actually does.
All right, hold that thought. Paul von Ward, understanding what goes on after life, what goes on not only here but elsewhere, is part of our focus here on Good Day. In this hour, it's 28 past.
Okay, fair warning. I've removed the Technicolor from the film I want you to see, and you will be fine. I'm Joel Gibbs with my recommendation for this week's Buried Treasure when the Movie Show Minute returns in a minute.
Hey, you. Stick it to your allergies. Switch to Allivert. Stick quick-dissolving Allivert on your tongue, and it instantly bursts into action, so you know non-drowsy allergy relief is on the way. That's right. Allivert is effective allergy relief Claritin can't beat, and Claritin costs a lot more. So stick it to those more expensive allergy medicines. Experience the relief of Allivert. Visit Allivert.com for your $4 coupon.
Use as directed. Price comparison based on IRI data as of 3/23/08 on average price of daily dosage. Brands or trademarks of their respective owners.
The reaction I always get from most younger generation filmgoers, black and white, ugh. I wish I could figure out a way to explain to them that lack of color does not signify a lack of substance. Citizen Kane, Sunset Boulevard, Psycho. Okay, I give up. No, I refuse to give up, just like a number of directors similarly refuse to do in their many attempts to honor film genres with their own monochromatic movies that stand the test of time. One of the great, more modern classics, Paper Moon. My recommendation for today's buried treasure. Peter Bogdanovich directed this incredibly entertaining film about a con man in the 1930s. Oh no, kids, it's a period piece. Who bilks widows out of their bucks by selling them Bibles allegedly ordered by their recently deceased husbands. On one of his trips through the Depression-era Midwest, he meets a little girl who may or may not be his daughter from a former farm town fling. The strongest evidence being that she might be even more talented than her potential papa, charming the coinage from those who cross her path. Ryan O'Neal's dad, his real-life daughter Tatum O'Neal, plays the little girl in an Oscar-winning performance. So don't be afraid of the dark, black and white. Paper Moon is as colorful a film as you'll ever see. With another Movie Show Minute Buried Treasure, I'm Joel Gibbs.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308 0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Science, theory, the study of reincarnation, all sort of coming together. Our discussion with Paul Van Ward is something that is of, I think when we get down to the nitty-gritty, we've sort of been setting up the background for this, but I think what he's going to tell you may shock you, because there is new information which leads us to believe, at least leads me to believe, that we have something going on here that I sort of thought myself. This is not about, by the way, a lot of people think when you do stuff like this that you're trying to validate your own thinking. It doesn't make any difference to me. I don't care what you think. I just am interested for me and the people that I love, frankly, as I'm sure you're interested for all kinds of reasons. You're interested in this for your purposes and how it connects to you and your loved ones. So if you're just joining us, the book is called The Soul Genome, Science and Reincarnation. We're talking to Paul Van Ward, who has come up with this theory as we talk about reincarnation a lot. He is trying to create and identify reincarnation with empirical evidence. In other words, he's going to prove or has proven in his mind and sets out the course in this book for you understanding how, by scientific protocol, we can prove that we've been here before. Right, Paul?
That's my hypothesis, and I think that the proof is, in science, we never say 100%, but we can say a high level of confidence.
All right.
That there's no better explanation for the similarities that we find between a person living today and an identified past lifetime or more than one past lifetime. In other words, we can't answer the, you know, the metaphysical questions of where the souls came from and how did it all get started. Those are outside of the realm of science. But what we can do in science is that we can look at the characteristics of people who are living today, that is physical characteristics and psychological and personality traits that can be compared quantitatively with the alleged previous lifetime in which people were believed to have lived. We've done enough of these cases so that we've been able to find that the physical features, not all the physical features, but the fundamental essence of our genotype carries forward. That includes our facial geometry, the architecture of our bone structure, the body type, our hair patterns, our hand-finger proportions, our shape of our ears. These are some of the things that we've been able to track, so that if Mr. X today was the alleged reincarnation of Mr. Y 200 years ago, and we have information on that person who lived 200 years ago, the correspondence between these two people, physically and personality-wise, is so great that you have to say that there is no other person on the planet alive today who more matches this historical person of 100 years ago than Mr. X. And when you have this kind of ability to track factors that you can measure, we measure the physical factors, obviously, physically using the biometrics that are used in the photo identification cameras that we now use for security purposes. We use the same geometry. We look at the ratios of the various features on the face and measure them. I have in my files people who are within 1% in terms of biometrics with their alleged previous lifetime. And what that means is that if this person is standing in front of a camera at the CIA trying to get in the door through their security system, and the camera focused on that individual today and had a picture of that past life person in the computer file, they would have to say, come in, you are so-and-so. Let's take the case of Marilyn Monroe, which is one that I've studied. I don't use this often because it's such a sensational thing. People tend to just disbelieve it. But if I put this person today in front of a photo camera, and I have a picture of Marilyn Monroe in the software of that computer attached to the camera, the person living today would meet the criteria for being Marilyn Monroe standing in front of the camera. In other words, less than 1% difference.
Hmm.
So this is what we're doing in terms of physical evidence.
Do they tend to be people that you're related to? Because I think we've all probably seen like someone that we've looked like and went, oh, it's our double, and maybe it's someone in our family, or maybe it's not. Does it tend to be someone that we stay related to?
No. In fact, what you've just mentioned is what is called the look-alike problem in this research. You know, we have all the look-alike contests. You know, Elvis's look-alikes are lining up. And we look at people like that, and we say, oh, gosh, they really almost are alike. But when you do the kind of biometrical analysis that I'm talking about, you realize that there is significant difference. There is a significant difference between these lookalikes. But when we look at the, let's take a picture, let's take an example of looking at someone like Thomas Jefferson or James Madison. We've done some work with people from the founding era because we have a lot of portraits of them. We have a lot of biographical information about them. And we have some people today who believe they are the possible reincarnations of those people. So when we've compared those features in a more detailed way using the biometrics that I alluded to, these people living today look more like those founding fathers than they look alike with their parents or siblings or close family members. Because, you know, we see what we expect to see.
So what we want to see.
I'm sorry?
We see what we want to see.
Exactly. I mean, we're looking at a family, you know, and we think they're going to look sort of alike. But if we look more carefully, we find the differences are greater than we imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer your question on that physical difference? Now, obviously, some reincarnations, many reincarnations do occur within the same family.
Does everybody reincarnate, Paul?
According to my theory, it's a natural part of the evolutionary process of consciousness in a species. In other words, reincarnation for me, in terms of consciousness, is equivalent to Einstein's formula.
Energy.
Equals
so you can't get rid of your consciousness, or the consciousness of a human being can't be destroyed. So why, this is the question that I've heard a lot of times from my friends who believe in this, and we have our conversations. Why is it that we can't remember from one life to the next in a more conscious way? Wouldn't it be more helpful, is the easy question to ask here, if we could remember our lessons, the people we were around? And you know, in my case, I have two children that I know I've been around before. And I want to, one of my most earnest goals in life is not to lose track of them after I leave this particular incarnation.
Right. Well, two points here. Number one is that we do remember a lot from previous lives. It happens to disappear from our memory by, you know, it's overcome by current events. We lose it somewhere between age 3 and 9 on average. Now, some people in the 20s can recover specific memories, but there have been now literally thousands of cases of children in their early ages, I'd say, you know, from 3 to 9, most often from about 3 to 6, who have spontaneous memories. But we see, because we're not sensitive to reincarnation in this society, parents dismiss it or say, oh, you're just imagining things. Or
your dream, your friend, your imaginary friend
is
who's
what,
with you in the room.
Is that what deja vu is, or is that something different?
Well, deja vu is two different things. One is where we in this lifetime sort of have a precognitive sense of something that might happen in the future. And then when it does happen, we say, oh, I've been here before. So that's sort of a deja vu in this lifetime. In terms of past life memories, we don't necessarily find ourselves in the same situation, but we do have a memory of a situation in the past. Now, some people, when they meet someone that they might have met and known in a past lifetime, have a sense of already knowing that person, and some of them might confuse that with a deja vu, but it's really a member, a memorance.
There's so much to cover, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to touch on a couple of things. We're going to run out of time here in a few minutes. The business about what people are taught to believe, the control mechanisms that we have from various religions, in fact, about going into an afterlife and having these sorts of things discredited by lots of people who are religionists. There is a reason for that, isn't there?
Well, the reason is very clear, because the Christian religion is based on the assumption that the church authorities and the theologians of a particular religion have their power by saying to us as individuals, this is your only chance to get it right for eternity.
Yeah.
And if you don't follow our rituals and our beliefs, mm-hmm. then you're going to be lost in hell and damnation for eternity.
Yep.
So it's a fear factor. Yep. Reincarnation is antithetical to that position. It says we all continually evolve and we all continually have opportunities to grow and to take advantage of our experiences.
It also blows pretty much both theories of where we come from. The evolutionary theory. What's the other one? Why do I always
creationist.
Remember? Creationist. All right. So we've got evolution on one hand, creationism on another hand. Both of them are nonsense under this circumstance, under this theory.
I don't know about evolution, Doug.
Well, evolution evolutionary theory is just that the concept that things evolve based on learning and experience and adaptation. What I'm suggesting is that if the universe had not created the concept of reincarnation, its evolutionary tendency would have created the process of reincarnation in order for the universe not to lose the learning and experiences of individual conscious beings. So reincarnation is really at the core of the evolutionary process.
I'm not sure that we've gotten how you've proven this.
Well, I think we prove it by the ability to see progress made in the psychological and personality areas over time. And we also have supportive evidence, I would call it not proof, but corroborative evidence, from our evolutionary work with fruit flies, with caterpillars. Caterpillars who turn into butterflies have been conditioned by scientists to respond to sounds, lights, and so on while they're in the caterpillar stage. In the caterpillar stage, they then change to mush. Then that mush reforms itself, and you have a butterfly. Now, the butterfly also responds to the same stimuli that the scientists used on the caterpillar, and you get the same reaction. So what I'm suggesting is that learning carries forward through various physical processes of regeneration. And that's the whole process of evolution. You have mutations, adaptations in a cell, and somehow when that cell dies and a new cell replaces it, that same learning and knowledge gets transferred to the new cell. So that's at the core of evolution. So from my perspective, the process of reincarnation is the core of evolution. Hmm. Because what you have in this soul genome is the transcendent thing. Someone mentioned a few minutes ago about, I don't know whether I'm going to go someplace here or there after death, but I'm going somewhere. There's so much evidence now of the transcendence of consciousness that we are not our body, we are not our brain.
Mm-hmm.
All the near-death experiences, all of the people who've been operating on, being operated on and come back and tell
the... they've seen the light.
tell the surgeon what he said and what they were talking about and so on. There's a lot of work in that area to suggest that when the physical container is... either incapacitated or dead and deteriorating, the consciousness that was enveloping that body still survives. And so this is the process that we're talking about.
Well,
and what I've been able to do is to, you know, just get enough metrics to measure them, psychological and physical.
Yep. What I would hold out for, or hold you up for, would be the continuation of this and having us understand in a better sense what you explained a little about why it is we don't remember more consciously our previous lives. Maybe there's a way we can do that through continuing to study this and put ourselves in those positions where we were so that we calm down about where we will go. Because
right.
I think a lot of fear in our lives created by phony religious ideas on the part of people who want to control you. There are a lot of great things done in the name of religion, but there are also some horrible people who do some horrible things to people, other people, based on control. It's like political. It's the same thing. I want to be the boss. I want to be in charge. I want you to do what I want you to do.
Right.
That kind of stuff, for whatever the reason. So those two things are in conflict. But, boy, this is a first page in a long story, it looks like to me. And maybe when you do a little more work on this, you'll come back and help us more understand this, Paul. Thank you. Paul Von Ward, The Soul Genome, Science and Reincarnation. You can get it at DougStefan.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use...
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent-to-own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
3-1. Stories of survival and recovery that amaze and inspire us all. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. The remarkable recovery of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords continues at a rehab facility in Texas. It was back on January 8th that the Arizona Congresswoman was shot in the head during a shooting rampage outside a Tucson supermarket in which six people were killed. Giffords' chief of staff, Pia Carason, says Giffords' vocabulary is returning and that Giffords does seem to understand what's going on around her. But Giffords has not yet been told the full details of what happened to her and to the other victims on that day. Carason says it's likely Giffords will be told about the entire episode when she achieves a higher level of communication. Elsewhere, an incredible story of survival, also from Arizona. Henry Morello drove to a Phoenix-area restaurant last week to have dinner. He ate there, then drove away. But something happened to him as he took a wrong turn along a desert road.
Desert, I turned around, but I ran into a ditch, and I got stuck in that ditch. Then the battery went dead. My phone went dead, and I went dead.
84-year-old Henry Morello, able to smile about this now, but he says it was no laughing matter as he dealt with this situation.
I can't walk, so I had to stay there. But I tried to walk away, and I fell down.
So Morello went back to his car and stayed there. No food, no water. Henry used his car mats to keep warm when temperatures dropped at night and also resorted to drinking windshield wiper fluid to stay alive. 5 days later, as he was about to give up hope of surviving this ordeal, Henry was found by a group of hikers who got him to safety. Henry Morello thanks a higher power for his survival.
Guy upstairs, pray for him. God, keep me alive.
Incredible story. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Some of the colder overnights allowing for good grooming to set up firm and fast in the morning, then softening up during the day. Chuck was finding a little bit of everything in northern Vermont. He was at Smuggler's Notch.
An extra night of grooming and more comfortable weather made cruisers like Rum Runner and Treasure Run quite pleasant on Sterling Mountain at Smuggler's Notch with packed powder at the high elevations. I finished on Highlander Glades with a great run and discovered there's still lots of loose powder between the trees. I'm Chuck Devine at Smuggs.
Also in Vermont, Stratton ready to jump over 90 runs with every trail wide open. Wachusett in eastern Massachusetts checking out all 22 trails. They stay at full operation with day and night skiing. On to Pennsylvania, Hidden Valley moving down 28 trails. They're at full operation as well. On to the western mountains in Colorado, Breckenridge at 155 trails. A touch of fresh snow this week. Vail with over 5,000 acres as they stay at full operation. Steamboat the same with 165 runs. It's packed powder there. Park City brings this packed powder as well. They have 114 trails. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Good Day on Wall Street, sparked by strong earnings numbers from personal computer maker Dell. The Dow up 62 points yesterday, closing at 12,288. S&P with an 8-point gain. NASDAQ up 21. Crude oil up 67 cents a barrel, finishing at $84.99. Auto recall in the news. More than 44,000 Cadillac CTS models being recalled because of a problem that could cause a rear wheel to loosen. Almost all of the vehicles affected are 2009 models, a few 2010 vehicles being recalled as well. There have been four complaints since last May, and no injuries or fatalities have been reported. This is an all-too-familiar sound for those of us who heat our homes with oil. The sound of the oil burner kicking on and the combination of bitter cold and high crude oil prices sending home heating costs to record highs. The Energy Information Agency says the winter heating season from October through March will be the most expensive on record. The average homeowner in the Northeast will pay more than $2,400 during that period for home heating fuel. That's about $200 more than predicted back in October when the agency released its winter forecast. And finally, it's all over. The showdown between humans and a machine. It was a three-day competition on Jeopardy between Watson, the IBM supercomputer, and the two biggest Jeopardy champs of all time, Ken Jennings and Brad Rutter. This thing was actually taped a while back, but not until yesterday did we learn that Watson wound up the winner, and it wasn't even close.
Watson, we're looking for Bram Stoker. Who is Bram Stoker and the wager? Hello, 17,973, and a two-day total of 77,147.
Ken Jennings and Brad Rutter finished well back of that figure, but you have to hand it to Ken Jennings for the best line of the show. He wrote something on his blue screen during Final Jeopardy, and Alex Trebek read it.
Over to Ken Jennings now, and we find, who is Stoker? I, for one, welcome our new computer overlord.
Well done, Ken. As for Watson, he'll be making plenty of appearances. Could be added to the cast of Jersey Shore. Might wind up dating Snooki. Who knows? Sky's the limit. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent-to-own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
This is my way to
listen, learn, and win on your schedule at DougStephan.com.